Welcome back to another episode of the Sisters in Christ podcast. We are going to conclude our two-part series on the topic, A Heart of Gratitude. And our theme scripture is 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus. I am Pamela Ferguson. And joining me in studio are my sisters in Christ, Tamara Evans and Vanessa Rowe. Welcome, Tamara. Welcome, Vanessa.
Thank you, Pam. Thanks for having me.
Gratitude doesn't just stay inside us. It overflows. A grateful heart changes how we speak, how we give, and how we live. When we recognize that everything, and I mean everything we have, comes from God, we begin to live from overflow and not obligation. Gratitude, as we discussed in episode one, changes the atmosphere. When our hearts begin to thank God, not for what we see, but for who He is, something shifts. Worry loses its grip. Joy finds its way back in. And suddenly, you realize that thanksgiving isn't just a response to blessings. It's the evidence of a heart that's truly alive in Christ. In Luke chapter 6, verse 45, it reads, "Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks." When our hearts are full of gratitude, our words begin to heal. Our hands begin to give, and our lives begin to reflect the goodness of God. Gratitude overflows. It touches our relationships, our homes, and even our faith walk. Go on now and get your coffee and get your tea, whatever your favorite drink, and join Tamara, Vanessa, and I as we continue this discussion on how gratitude transforms relationships, inspires generosity, and deepens our walk with Christ. Welcome again to Mara and Vanessa.
Thank you, Pam. Glad to be back.
Thanks. Awesome, awesome. Luke chapter 17, verses 11 through 19 reads, "And it came to pass, as he went to Jerusalem, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, Go, show yourself unto the priest. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet, giving thanks. And Jesus answered, saying, Were not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? There are not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger. And he said unto him, Arise, go thy way. Thy faith hath made thee whole." Vanessa and Tamara, why do you think returning to give thanks like the one healed leper is such a powerful act of worship?
I think when we talk about this one leper who was a Samaritan, he came back to thank God for healing him. And it said he did it with a loud voice. Mm-hmm. That means it entered deep within him, the sense of appreciation and gratitude for what the Lord has done for me. Mm-hmm. He delivered me. I was a leper. I couldn't be around people. I was shunned. I was despised. I was an outcast. Mm-hmm. And the Lord delivered me. It was like a light bulb turned on. Here it is. In one moment, I was changed and transformed mm-hmm. from what had me bound. He turned back.
to give thanks. Thank you for healing me.
Mm-hmm.
Because he valued the giver.
He valued the giver.
More than the gift.
Yes. And he recognized that there was something special about this man. And Jesus said, you have been made whole. Not only physically, but because of your faith, you've now entered into a spiritual wholeness. Mm-hmm. So thanks be to God. Gratitude brings deliverance, healing, and wholeness.
Yep. See, it's easy to move on once the prayer has been answered. Maybe not now, but when you were a young Christian, God, if you do this for me, I promise God. You're rubbing your hands together. I promise God, I'm going to do that. And as soon as God answered that prayer, you forgot. But this leper came back because he was saying, God, I value what you have done for me. He valued God that he valued his gift.
And he realized because Jesus was a healer, but he realized this must be God.
Yes.
Only God can do a thing like this.
Of course.
And so he had to go back and worship.
Yes. That's it. Worship.
That's the word.
And I think that is so important, Vanessa. Worship. Having a heart of gratitude is worship. So if you are a person that don't say thank you, if you are saying that you love the Lord and you don't say thank you, there's something wrong. You know, my brother-in-law told me this a few years ago. And I have never forgotten it. He said, Pam, only one of the 10 lepers turned back. So in life, only 1/10 of the people that you have helped or blessed will tell you thank you. So don't get all worked up, right? And I think we are shortchanging ourselves because of this lack of gratitude and thankfulness.
Yeah.
This one simple act. This leper saying, I don't want to forget what you have done for me. When we remember the goodness of God, it encourages us to continue to thank him and to trust him because he did it for me before and he will do it for me again.
Yes, yes. He's that type of God. And when we forget to give thanks, we miss the fullness of God. We miss all that he wants to do in us.
Yeah. Yes.
Isn't that something?
We miss it.
Yeah. Just because we don't have the heart of gratitude, we miss it.
So if we're not grateful, then we're what? I don't want to say, I hope we're not ungrateful. Because if you're walking in ungratefulness, then you're a complainer.
A murmurer.
A murmurer. And you lack contentment.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's a serious place to be. God help us.
And in our terms, you're miserable. You always have a problem with something.
Yeah.
It's never good. It's never right.
Oh, Lord.
And you could always see other people's fault, but you can never see your own. That's an ungrateful person. That's a person who does not have a thankful heart and spirit.
Lord, help us.
How then does thankfulness, Vanessa and Tamara, prepare our hearts to experience God's presence even more deeply?
I think thanksgiving is level one.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving.
It opens the door.
It opens the door. You start with thanksgiving, and then you move into the inner courts, and the inner courts is where you get to praise and then worship. Mm-hmm. And that's how you get deeper.
Yes.
You go from one level to the next, you know, from thanksgiving to praise, and then you get into worshiping your Lord. And this is the way we come before him. He says, this is the way you enter in, you know. And as Christians, a lot of times we go in prayer and we just ask. But the first thing we should do when we come into the presence of God is say, thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord. That's how we move into the inner courts and then into the secret place with him.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like what Vanessa said. You know, thanksgiving is like an entryway.
Mm-hmm.
You're getting into the Holy of Holies, the place where there is awe and wonder. And so when we enter in, we have to be approached God with the right attitude.
Mm-hmm.
Now let's get it. I'm saying there are times when we say, Father, help me, because you're in some situations.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But when you are preparing to go before the King of Kings mm-hmm. and Lord of Lords, he, like you said, set it out.
Mm-hmm.
Enter into my gates with thanksgiving mm-hmm. and into my courts with praise.
Mm-hmm.
Recognize all that I am doing, even within the crisis,
mm-hmm.
even within the frustration,
mm-hmm.
even within the pain and suffering, recognize I am at work.
Yeah, mm-hmm. but I think it's a level of maturity as well, because we talked about Paul and Silas. They in prison, this is it. This was tough. But rather than complain, rather than ask for something to be done, they just started praising him,
yeah.
magnifying him and glorifying. Because like I said, thanksgiving is the key to unlocking that door for mm-hmm. any other thing
yes.
that you want. Our theme scripture, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Enter into his gates with thanksgiving. What does that look like in our daily lives, to enter his gates with thanksgiving?
I think we should be a thankful people in our conversation, mm-hmm. in our attitudes, in our walk, wherever we go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes we, like I mentioned earlier, we take people for granted. Mm-hmm. You have people living in your house, and before you address them to reprimand them, remember, this is a child I prayed for.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Lord, for this child.
Yes.
She's getting on my nerves right now.
Lord, I know.
But Lord, I thank you.
Thank yes. you, Father.
Give me the grace. By your grace and mercy.
Thank you for her anyhow.
Yes.
You know, and we, wherever we go, we ought to carry a heart of thanksgiving yes. with us. You know, sometimes I have a local car, a very mm-hmm. small note. And, you know, you'd be like, Lord, I thank you for my little note.
Oh, yes.
Because my little note is getting me from here to
A to B. Oh, yes, I know about that.
And when she ain't working, I have a problem.
I can tell you
so
that.
I am grateful, Lord, mm-hmm. for Betsy to get me mm-hmm. from here to there.
Oh, yes.
You know, and in the little things,
yes.
we ought to give thanks daily.
Yes. Daily habit. Daily. And you mentioned that child that's getting on your nerves. And the way I look at it, none of us are perfect.
No.
So we need to just a little bit of grace
mm-hmm.
for other people. We don't need to get so worked up about things that people do that we may say annoy us.
Right.
My father died in October 1999. And my mom always complained. Like when he came home, he'd take his clothes off and throw it over the chair or the bed handle, you know. And she'd go behind him. Why this man don't put his clothes where it's supposed to be?
Mm-hmm.
But a week after he died, she came to me and she said, Pam, what I wouldn't give for him to throw his clothes. He put it on the mm-hmm. ground. I was picking it up.
Yeah.
Hindsight, 2020, Clara.
And what I'm saying is that we just need a little bit more grace. And if we have that, if we have a thankful heart, we would have that. That we are not so worked up when people do things that we think is so offensive.
Mm-hmm.
Because all of us go through things. And sometimes some people just want someone to hug them.
Yes.
And say, I love you. I care for you. I support you. No matter what. Even like you say, though, you make me mad sometimes, mm-hmm. but I want to show you that I love you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we have to recognize the work of the flesh, the world, and the devil against us from having a heart of thanksgiving. Because in our first response in the flesh would be, man, you think someone couldn't clean this kitchen? I had to come home from work. I had to do this. And you start your line of complaint
uh-huh.
and murmuring.
Mm-hmm.
And then you say, you catch yourself when the spirit hits you and you say, anyway, while you're wiping everything and you're washing off mm-hmm. the dishes and so forth, Father, anyway, I give you praise that I'm able to do it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Because there are some people wish they had a counter their size mm-hmm. to wipe down.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
There are mm-hmm. some people wish mm-hmm. they could put their hand in the dishes to wash it mm-hmm. because they have, you know, pain in their arms. Mm-hmm. They're not able to stand up to do it. Mm-hmm. Some people who wish they're able to serve their family in this way. Mm-hmm. So when I think about those things, mm-hmm. I thank you. And then you walk out the whole kitchen clean. You know when that happened because mm-hmm. you were praising God and talking to him throughout the whole thing.
Yes.
So it's just realizing that there's an enemy who doesn't even want us to have a heart of thanksgiving. And as believers, we need to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit's work mm-hmm. in helping us in that area.
When we have gratitude towards people, it honors God.
Yes. Mm.
Because his love is shown through us.
Yes.
And that's so important.
Yes.
How then can a grateful spirit influence the way we speak and interact with each other?
A grateful spirit opens the door for more meaningful relationships. When we thank our children mm-hmm. for the little things that they do, when we thank our husbands, you know, I called my husband yesterday and I thanked him for being the good husband that he is. He said, can I get that in writing?
What are you trying to say, Vanessa?
Time,
what are you trying
to say? No, but he always says that. He loves to hear it.
Yeah. And it's good.
And yeah. he wants to hear it some more,
yes,
you know?
Yes.
And I give you a scenario. The Holy Spirit prompted me on Sunday. I went to get some salt out of my cupboard mm-hmm. and I recognized that I was running low. And he said, you didn't thank the lady who sent you that sea salt a couple of weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, oh my goodness, I can tell her thanks. I can tell her thanks. Mm-hmm. And I continued cooking and he said, no, do it now.
Wow.
So I went to What's Up. And I told Delancey, I said, thank you so much for sending me that sea salt that you sent mm-hmm. with my son from Boys Brigade mm-hmm. a couple of weeks ago. I said, now that I'm running low on salt, I recognize that I didn't say thanks.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
You know, and I said, Holy Spirit, you are so awesome. You knew that I would be talking about thankfulness mm-hmm. this week. Mm-hmm. And you knew that I didn't say thanks to someone mm-hmm. weeks ago because she didn't give it to me in my hand. Mm-hmm. She sent it with my son. So I didn't see her personally to thank her. Mm-hmm. But he still wanted me to go back and say thank you.
Yes.
Because that will do something for our relationship.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned about, you know, thanking your children, your husband. And I believe for a lot of people, that's weird. It's not natural. It's not natural to live with such affection. And so for some, it may be easy because you've practiced it over time. But for others, it's not. But it's important. Mm-hmm. And if you didn't grow up in a home where love was expressed, you know, parents be like, you know, I love you. I don't need to tell you that all the time. Some people, you have to. But I think it's still important and we could still learn it. Mm-hmm. And it starts with the small things. Mm-hmm. You wake up in the morning, thank you, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
You go through your day, you have your meal, thank him mm-hmm. for your meal. At night, when you're home and you're safe, thank you, Lord. You begin to practice thanking God, then it will become a bit easier for you to thank your family members. Because sometimes people so close to us, we tend to take them for granted. I worked with my niece. She's a 30-plus-year-old woman. And when she was younger, I would always say, you know, if someone did something, say thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, say thank you. I would tell her, you know, if someone bless her, go and say thank you. And the last time I said it, she said, Annie Pam, I got it. You don't need to tell me it again. I said, okay, leave that alone. So now I'm working with my little nephew, you know, and ask him what you had for lunch or breakfast. I said, who cooked your breakfast? Mommy, I said, did you go and tell your mommy thank you? Go and tell her thank you.
Yeah.
So I want to encourage adults to train your children mm-hmm. to say thank you. And you say thank you to them too
yeah,
when they do something that warrants thank you.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
I think the Bahamian society on a whole would be a very different place if every Bahamian were to compliment and thank the people who serve them every day. Mm-hmm. What if every person who serves could hear something other than a criticism, mm-hmm. other than a complaint, mm-hmm. but they could hear, you're doing a good job.
Yeah.
That was nice of you.
Yeah.
I like the way you did that. Mm-hmm. That was, you know, that was good. Mm-hmm. You know, if we can find one little thing that we can thank someone else for who serves us every day, I think we'll be a happier people.
Yeah, and more unified.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We talked about how every good and perfect gift comes from God. Mm-hmm. We're talking about how thankfulness results in an overflow. How do we use what God has put into us to give freely to others?
You know, we receive the gift of God in Christ. It was grace received. And therefore, we should have in our hearts, in our minds, the ability now to share that grace with others. Because you now have received this goodness, this grace, this gift. You can share that with others. So our delight is in God that produces delight in giving to others. Our delight is in God who gave us Christ. And therefore, that produces in us a delight to give to others. Mm-hmm. And when we don't do that, we show a heart of ingratitude.
Yeah.
We are not appreciative, or we take lightly the gift and the grace of God that has been given to us. Mm-hmm. And I know the Father would not take too kindly if you deal with his son frivolously.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so we have a responsibility as believers to appreciate and understand who we are, what we have, and what has been done for us. And in kind, do it for others.
Yes. And when we see that everything that we have is a gift from God, we recognize that we are stewards with the gifts that we have. We're only stewards. Mm-hmm. And so if we're stewards, we ought to give to each other because, or give to those in need because we're just lending a helping hand as God has reached out his hand to us.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We see that blessing, not as something that we should guard, but we see it as something that we should share with others. Because it reminds us too, you know, that was only because of God's grace.
By the grace of God.
That we have it. Not because of anything that we have done. And a lot of times, you know, you see people, they talk about, I did this. Mm-hmm. I am the one. No, that's not of God. It's because of God's grace and his mercy that he has blessed us so that we can turn around and bless others. And we're saying, God, if you were good to me in blessing me with this, I can bless others. I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid that I'm going to lose it because you gave it to me. And I know you can bless others as well. So why do you think thankful people often become generous people? And not just with their money, but with time and kindness and grace. Is there a direct correlation, thankfulness and generosity?
I remember the woman who entered into the house to anoint Jesus. And she stood at his feet. She broke that very expensive perfume and she anointed him. And I can't help to think about her understanding what he had done for her. That allowed her to come to a place to say, I'm going to take my best and offer it to you. And most of the times, it's that spirit of pride and selfishness that enters our hearts that causes us not to overflow with love and gratitude to others. We take the grace of God and we don't appreciate the value that God has sent his only begotten to die for a sinful person like me, you, all of us, the sin of the whole world on him, bear it at Calvary so that now we can have the ability to be reconciled to God through Christ Jesus. That's an expensive gift.
Right.
That came with a cost. And so we cannot consider ourselves to be in any less place. We talk about sacrifice the sacrifice of praise, we cannot then, considering that gift, in light of that gift, offer anything less to others.
When we give to others, we see needs that others have as opportunities to be Christ's hands extended. Mm-hmm. And it's a privilege for us to serve others by our giving.
Yes.
Because we're just being Christ, like him.
Yeah. I'm reminded of that song in Sunday school, Love is Something. I'm not going to sing it. But love is something if you give it away.
Yes.
You give it away. You give it away.
Yes.
Love is something if you give it away, you will end up having more. And that's what I believe is a philosophy with gratitude. It loosens the grip of selfishness, mm-hmm. and it replaces it with compassion.
Mm-hmm.
When we give, we're not losing anything. We are just passing on the love and the goodness that God has poured into us. When there's an overflow, you are just pouring it into someone else. Vanessa closes out in prayer, please.
Yes. Lord, we thank you for the reminder that gratitude is not just what we say, it's how we live. Teach us to live from a place of overflow. To be women who carry thanksgiving in our hearts and on our lips. May our gratitude draw others to you. That every word we speak, every act we do, and every gift we bring glory to your name. Fill our hearts, Lord, until they overflow with praise that never runs dry. We seal this time in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Vanessa. Thank you, Tamara, for this wonderful two-part conversation. Mm-hmm. And to our listening audience, thank you so much. And I just want to encourage you to just give God thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Start your day with thanksgiving. Enter into his praise, his courts with praise. Be grateful, be thankful, and pass it on to others. Until next time, continue to trust in God.